Welcome back to Ask the Educator, a podcast for all professionals involved in medical device processing and sponsored by Healthmark Industries. The education team here at Healthmark has 280 years of combined experience in areas ranging from sterile processing, endoscopy, OR, biomed, to hospital and industry leadership. Our goal is to leverage our collective experience to answer one of your questions each episode, giving you the practical tips you need to succeed in the evolving world of device processing. My name is Kevin Anderson, clinical educator here at Healthmark, and I will be your host. Let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Ask the Educator. This is Kevin Anderson, your host. And today for this episode, I brought with me Seth Hendy, another clinical education specialist from Healthmark. And Seth, just welcome back to the show. And I'm looking forward to getting into this one.
Me too, Kevin. I love doing these. So thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So topic-wise, this was actually brought in through a LinkedIn message. I got a question from somebody out there in my network, and it was such a good question. I thought we have to bring this to the podcast. I think we're going to have something that a lot of people can relate to in this one. But normally I would reword the question in order to keep it concise, but this one was worded very well, and I think you'll understand why I didn't want to do that to this one. So here it is. This is the question that was submitted to me through LinkedIn. I wondered what your thoughts on reps condensing multiple trays down to a single tray by removing the instrument holding pans and throwing them all in one pan. It seems that this would be problematic for correct washing and sterilization, but I see it happening more and more. Then he states, any info or studies would be appreciated. So with that, I'd just like to say, point out real fast. Number one, obviously great question. Number two, what struck me is he thought about the cleaning and sterilization and addressed that in his question. So kudos to him for even thinking about that and bringing that up as part of the question. But Seth, I wanted to just kind of get your take on the beginning in terms of, is this something that you saw in your experience when you were the educator at your former facility? Did you see this happening a lot with vendor trays?
I did. And I do want to say too, great question. If I was an emoji, this is the one with the head blowing off the top of the head, because, you know, we do this a lot and I never really thought that all the way through. And the sad part is, we saw it all the time. We saw trays modified with the organizing trays in them, pieces pulled out, extra pieces put in. And then, yes, most sadly, the example that he showed here, which is all the trays out, and then it just becomes a giant catch-all bin for the 12. Oh, you only need these 9. You only need these 12 instruments. Boom, and here you go. And the sad truth is, I've seen it often. And so it's been happening for a few years. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it is one that we can all relate to. I can definitely relate to it as a former OR nurse. Like, I remember our reps doing that, and I liked it because I had to open less trays. And then when I was managing SPD, you know, it was like, especially if they built these like this before in the planning stages, you're thinking, well, I got less trays to process. I mean, and we're all thinking about it like, wow, this is great efficiency idea. Didn't really question at the time whether or not it was good for the cleaning or the sterilization process. And like you said, I mean, that was just one thing that stuck out about this question. And I was so happy that he brought those things even into the equation. Another thing is, going back to your experience, did anyone at your facility ever question it? I don't remember it being questioned at mine at all.
Absolutely not, because we thought the same thing. We were thinking, okay, to modify this tray just makes it easier. Why have 35 instruments if this rep who's going to be there assisting in the case says you only need 12 instruments? He knows better, right? And so, you know, that was a thing where it just went right over the top of people's heads. We said, yep, it's your job to deliver us what you think the surgeon needs, what he's going to use. Thank you for the tray. Hey, thanks for finally bringing it in 24 hours ahead of time. I don't really care what's in it. Let's get this thing moving, right? And so right. We never questioned it. Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't feel as bad now that obviously this is happening all over the place. I wish I would have thought to ask this question, but so I'm a little jealous about that. But
me too.
Seth, you know, both of us, after seeing this question, we had one place in mind where we went to immediately, and that was IFUs. So can you share just a little bit about what you found in your search of IFUs regarding this practice?
Absolutely. And I want you to know, the first three trays, the first three systems that came to my mind, I looked up and I found evidence in all three that are counter to that process. So it actually did not take me long to go, wait a minute. You know, so there's terms in here that we hear all the time. And so I want you to think about this. This tray has been validated with a recommended sterilization cycle for complete reusable instrument trays and cases. Complete has to mean something, does it not? Those are the words that this really makes you think of. What I find interesting from this same manufacturer is they sort of date stamped some things. And so anything made by them pre-2017 is considered a legacy instrument. They dedicated 5 pages of their IFU to giving specific configurations of instruments for legacy instruments.
Oh my goodness.
So here we go. So, I mean, now there's a question right there. If you're using manufacturer A and they bring it in, are you now saying, are these pre-2017? Because if they are, I've got to refer back to a completely separate page, right? This is not where it says cleaning and disinfection. This is not where it says sterilization. These are in the contradictions. These are in the footnotes. These are deep dives, and that's why it was a great thing. I found another one. Instruments must be complete and in good condition to be correctly used. Again, I have to say, what does complete mean if it doesn't mean a full tray? You know, this one I give a little, maybe that means down to the instrument level, maybe. But I got to tell you, if I'm reading it with this thought in mind, and then the last one that I found, each family has been validated to a 10 to the negative 6 sterility assurance level. We love that, right? Now we just referred to the science, the thing that we need to think of. The manufacturer designed the proper placement of devices into each containment device layout. So now to get to 10 to the negative 6, they designed the tray in a specific layout to reach that. Once that layout is no longer there, is that 10 to the negative 6 validation accurate? And really, for the last thing from that same manufacturer, the sterilization of containment devices is validated with the devices placed and positioned in the predetermined placement location of the containment device. So right there, just even removing the organization trays has taken that completely out. Whether you're talking about a full tray or not, you're not positioning them at all. They're just kind of laying in the basket. So that's 1, 2, 3 strikes as far as I'm concerned.
That's right. And you know what, Seth, that's very consistent with what I found as well. I even just went to one prominent orthopedic manufacturer that was in my facility, and immediately a couple of things stood out to me. One of them says optional instruments should not be added to a pre-configured instrument tray or case unless there was a dedicated universal space or compartment that was included in the design and guideline described below for trays and cases. So without those layouts predetermined, and does the vendor even know which ones those are? Does it call it out? Does it specify that these are for optional instruments? So that's number one. It basically is saying, don't do this. Don't put optional instruments in here unless it's specifically designed for it. And then there's another one, another bullet point that says, all devices must be arranged to ensure steam penetration to all instrument surfaces. Instruments should not be stacked or placed in close contact. And to your point, what are we doing when we break these trays down? Oftentimes, we're taking out the organizers or we're moving stuff from one and just kind of putting it into random locations into another tray so we can condense them. We may be condensing them from, you know, 7 trays down to 5 or 5 trays all the way down to 1. Who knows? But the point is, it's a common practice. And I think that it's becoming pretty clear between all of our little IFU lookups that this is not a practice that is really supported by the OEM's IFU. And these are their validated IFUs. So I think the safe answer, in my opinion, is that no, we probably shouldn't be recommending condensing trays like this. And I know, again, you know, the reps that serviced our area, they were surgical technique adjuncts in the OR. They were not
sterilization experts.
They were not a sterilization expert. And so they're looking at the efficiency of things and trying to help the OR, trying to help SPD and all of that, but they're doing it while not understanding the sterilization side of things. So that would be my final takeaway. I mean, would you have anything of other thoughts on that or any other things that stick out to you regarding this practice?
I would ask, you know, that, so I would give the manufacturer and the rep an opportunity to provide me something. But you better believe now, with seeing what I've seen, I would start asking. And listen, if they want to provide you something that says, okay, as I said, the you know, those legacy instruments are, they're allowing you to set it up and to configure it, but they're giving advice on how to configure it. So the next time that tray shows up in a random disheveled order, what you want to say is, okay, this IFU may not be accurate to what you've brought me. Do you have something else that says in this configuration or in an open configuration? Maybe somebody does put something like that out. If it's okay, they should have some kind of document that they can share. And as I said, after seeing all this, that would be something I would be asking about.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it's safe to say, if you're listening to this and you had this question, or maybe you were like Seth and I and never really asked this question yourself, hopefully you take this into consideration, dive into those IFUs and really look at what it's saying. Is this practice okay? Is it acceptable in my facility? And if you still think it is, just like Seth said, go back and ask that OEM for some sort of documentation to support your practice. If anybody out there who is listening, if you have any further research or studies or anything information-wise you'd like to share, please feel free to reach out and share that with us. And we would definitely welcome any other thoughts or conversation on this. And you can also send any questions or comments to our email address, asktheeducator@hmark.com. Seth, I just want to thank you so much for doing a little digging and coming on the podcast with me to address this really good question. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Kevin. And thank the critical thinker.
Yes.
I know we didn't put a name to it, but whoever that person is, they're using their brain and they're doing some critical thinking, and they deserve applause for sure.
All right. Let's do a quick recap of this episode. Seth Hendy and I discussed a very good question about vendor trays. The question was, what are your thoughts on reps condensing the number of trays down to a single tray by removing the instrument holding pans and throwing all the needed instruments into one pan? It seems like this would be problematic for correct washing and sterilization. Wow, what a great question, and one that we all can relate to. Most of us probably even like it when the reps make less work for us by condensing their trays down as much as possible. However, when you look at the IFUs of the typical vendors, many, if not all, have some language in there about keeping the instruments in the tray as organized and designed. This is how the trays have been validated for processing. Due to this overwhelming evidence Seth and I found in these IFUs, we do not recommend this practice unless it is specifically allowed by the original equipment manufacturer's instructions for use. I want to thank you all for listening. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts so you get notified every time a new episode is released. All opinions expressed on this show are those of the presenters. Before using any medical device, it is important to review the device manufacturer's instructions for use.